Mr. Green, could you tell us what is World Fisheries Day and what are some of the main issues that are faced by fishermen?
So World Fisheries Day is celebrated worldwide every year on the 21st of November, and it aims to do two things, really. One is to draw attention to overfishing, destruction of habitats in the fishing environment, but also to draw attention to the very precarious situation that many of those involved, fishermen, and also those families involved in this industry.
And what are the main issues faced by fishermen nowadays?
As I say, fishing is quite a precarious occupation, at least in the UK and in many other countries. It's the most dangerous occupation one can be involved in. Relatively small vessels out on a very dangerous environment, and it can be quite an unregulated, unreported industry. So there are often incidents of accidents and injuries, long working hours in order to get the catch in, which means a lot of fatigue, which can result in accidents, sometimes even fatal accidents, and working even in very bad weather conditions the world over. These are probably the main issues, an unreported and unregulated industry.
Can you give us a synopsis of this year's message that's been put out by the Pontifical Council?
Well, the message for this year is really looking at the issues affecting fishers and how a new International Labour Organization convention is trying to address that. So it looks at the fact that the whole industry is driven by an intense logic of profit, as the message puts it, that there's little consideration both for fish stocks and the time required for the fish to reproduce. The aim is really get as much fish out of the ocean as quickly as possible. And also, consequently, the effect this has on fishers, the long hours, the increase in injuries and fatalities, and the effect then this has on families back home. The message goes on really to talk about the families of fishermen, that they are affected by the prolonged stays at sea, that the father's away from the family for a long time. The wife of the fisherman really has to take up this dual role of both being father and mother, and how the father then, the fisherman, relates to the children when they're back on shore and how this relationship changes.
The Pontifical Council underlined a concern for the fishermen that were affected through Typhoon Haiyan. Many of the people who were affected by the disaster were fishermen. Would you be able to offer a comment on that?
Yeah, reports that initially came out from the area, the Visara area that was affected, said that about half of those casualties in that area were poor fishermen or those connected with the fishing industry. They were obviously living right on the coastal area. So when this 6-meter typhoon surge came in, they were dramatically affected with their fishing boats and their equipment being smashed to smithereens and washed away, their family accommodation also being. So for them, they've been greatly affected, and it's really a necessity that these poor people who are often very voiceless, they're so involved in their work and sustaining their living, that their attention is paid to them to replace their equipment or at the very least to give them interest-free loans. And I know that the Apostleship of the Sea is very active in that area. There's a seafarer centre, a large facility in Cebu, which is now acting as a hub for distribution of relief there. There's also an Apostleship of the Sea-sponsored Seafarers Wives Association that is also beginning to begin this long journey of picking up the pieces there.
Now, the World Fisheries Day isn't just a day to observe. It's actually a day that calls people to action. What action can our listeners engage in?
First of all, and most importantly, is prayer. That's to remember fishers in prayer, that really the resolution of this problem has to be underpinned by an action of the Holy Spirit. So to remember daily in our prayers those who bring fish to our table that we consume and enjoy on many occasions. Linked to that also is to be aware of where these fish stocks are coming from and to think of a pattern of responsible consumption. There's many websites. One is the Marine Stewardship Council. You can look up and find out which fish are in season and which are out of season. And by only eating those fish that are in season, you foster a mentality of responsible care for fish stocks. And lastly, as I mentioned, and it was mentioned in the message of the Pontifical Council, is this new ILO Working Fishing Convention that sets out to put in some basic standards so that the minimum age to work on a fishing vessel is set at 16, that there are compulsory hours of rest for those away for a long time, that there's a crew list on board, that there's some social protection involved for those on board. So really to contact one's own government or local government representative and say, have we paid as our national government any attention to this convention and are we going to ratify it? So I'd say the three areas, prayer most importantly, responsible consumption and asking one's government representative to ratify the ILO Convention on Fishing.
Are there any other thoughts you'd like to share with us?
I think really one also needs to remember the chaplains and those alongside fishermen the world over who are out there day in, day out trying to support them, to be grateful for their work in the church and also to keep them in our prayers.